Right, smartwatches, they're everywhere, aren't they, these days? They monitor your steps, the sleep, your heart rate, they can monitor your health. How about helping you to monitor your alcohol consumption? This is a study by the University of Bristol using a smartwatch with an alcohol data capture that believes could provide a more accurate picture of people's, your daily drinking habits and maybe help you understand alcohol and what you might need to do. Chris Stone is from the University of Bristol and is the lead researcher on this study. Chris, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So this isn't an invasive thing where it's testing how much your blood alcohol level is. This is helping you monitor how much you drink?
That's right, yes. It's a system that prompts you at regular intervals to capture data about drinking in the moment, as it were. So the traditional method of capturing this data is to use a sort of diary method called timeline followback. But that depends on people's recollection.
Timeline followback? That sounds very complicated.
it's just a kind of simple diary method of people recording what they've been drinking. But that depends on people being able to remember what they had maybe the day before, whereas this system captures data more in the moment.
I'm detecting a flaw with that, because if you've had a drink the day before and maybe you had, I don't know, 3 glasses of white wine, you might forget that you actually had the third.
Yes, precisely. That's why the diary method is less reliable, whereas capturing the data as people are drinking is a better way to do it.
So the watch allows you what to sort of like a, because these app, their Apple watches and other smart watches, because they've got like emails on them and what, you can actually just access an app, can you, and then, you know, tap pint of beer or whatever.
So what we've done, we've produced an app which asks quick, simple questions about people's drinking behaviour. So they just get a buzz on the watch. A screen appears with a few buttons. They just press whichever's relevant to their particular drinking at that time. Ask them maybe some questions about the context they've been drinking, whether they're with other people, whether they're at home or whether they're out somewhere. And then that's it. Then a couple of hours later, it asks them again. So we're getting it. Building up a pattern over a period of time, just simple questions.
And what would you do with that? I mean, I know this is in the study stage and the trial stage. What would you do with that? Would it sort of, I don't know, come to a conclusion and say, John, you really ought to have a night off, or John, you ought to, you know, talk to somebody? Or would it, is it just data that perhaps puts it in front of you and then you go, oh, maybe I'm drinking a bit too much?
So we're building up a pattern of drinking behaviour from this data. And we've done a similar sort of thing with cigarette smoking, which is a little bit more advanced form, where the smartwatch detects, based on people's hand movements, when they're smoking. And then when it detects that they're smoking, it delivers an intervention message precisely at that moment. Because if somebody's trying to quit smoking, then it's when they have that occasional just one cigarette, that's when they're most likely to go back to smoking, being a full-time habit. So if we can target them with an intervention at that moment, when they're right at that sort of point of need, then there's much better chance of the quit attempt being successful.
How likely is this to be actually rolled out? Because I'm guessing this may well be one of those things that the NHS would use to perhaps help people monitor their drinking and perhaps help them come to some conclusions about what they're drinking or when they're drinking.
Yeah, so at the moment it's a research tool. Okay. But to be able to take it forward to be something that could be rolled out and made widely available, we would need further funding to support that project, which at the moment we don't have. So it really is dependent on future funding.
Sounds like a very simple but perhaps potentially a very effective way of helping people with the understanding what they drink. Chris, good luck with the funding. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
You too. Chris Stone there, senior researcher associate from the University of Bristol on this drinking app.